Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking cactus jumpers. It's an interview with author Andrew Birch. He has written a Western mystery entitled Cactus Jumpers, and it's about this word that we're all familiar with, choices. Why do we make the choices that we do? And can we ever change our minds? Our break today is brought to you by Beverly Kovach, or Kovach. She is an Amazon author, and she is sharing her instant video with you, Being with Infants. That's right, Being with Infants by Beverly Kovach is on Amazon Instant Video. And of course, the link is there in the description for you. You can either click directly on it or highlight and right click go. Now we are talking about choices. We do not have Andrew on the line at this particular moment, but I am going to tell you a little bit about his book. Cactus Jumpers is available, of course, on Amazon, and you can get it in paperback and in Kindle formats. It says, "The town of Emerald, California is a quiet, mostly peaceful place. The struggle for power between Moss Williams, the head of Ranchers Association, and Skip Traeger, the local business tycoon, who owns half the town, goes mostly unnoticed by the townsfolk until a body turns up in the waterhole. Now, Marshall Mason Bidote has to get to the bottom of the biggest mystery Emerald has ever seen. But the Marshall isn't alone. Along the way, he'll try to help. He'll get help from his trusty deputy and unorthodox trio of drifters who blown into town, the local minister, and a town full of people who are focused to make a choice between justice and the easy way out. Everyone's lives are turned upside down, and everyone must take sides before it's too late and their entire way of life disappears forever." Now, a little bit about Andrew. Andrew was born in Buffalo, New York, and raised in Connecticut, but his heart belongs to the West, his wife Sophia's original home. He began watching Westerns in the 70s, in the heyday of John Wayne, and still enjoys watching The Rifleman, Big Valley, and Gunsmoke in syndication, taking his inspiration from the classics rather than modern, grittier, with moral ambiguities. He loves the style of the Old West. Andrew is an avid sports fan who claims to be a golfer. And at the end of every round, he scratches out his score so no one else can read it. How interesting. I love that. That's kind of funny. Kind of cute there that he scratches it out. Well, you know, making decisions, and there's a lot that goes into making decisions. And since we don't have Andrew on the line, if you don't mind, I just want to go over the various ways that we can make decisions. Now, you guys know that this is live, so please pardon my scratchy voice. I have to get used to all this pollen. I am on the East Coast, and I have to get used to all the pollen that is in the air. But God bless the DMV. I do love California so very much, because pollen is not one of the things that we really have to worry about. quite as much in it affecting my voice. So we're talking about decision making and this process that we go through. So what do you need to do to make sure that you really make a great decision? Number one is that you need to identify your goal. If you don't know what you are trying to make a decision about or on, how are you going to make said decision? So first you must identify your goal. What is the most effective strategy that you can use to make sure that you are going to achieve your goal? Identify the goal. I want to make $100,000 in the next 6 months. I want to lose 20 pounds in the next 7 months. I want to open my own business, go into private practice. I want to become a parent. I want to graduate with honors. Whatever it is, what is it that you want to do? And you need to identify that goal. You want to make sure, why is it important again to identify the goal so that you can use the best strategies possible to deal with that goal? Number two, you want to gather information about how to go about using your strategies, determining what strategies are going to be most effective. So you need to do a little bit of research. Now, we know that if you want to become a parent, and we're going to keep it PG here, if you want to become a parent, you need to have two things. You need to have a male and a female, and you need to have an occasion, if you will, in order to celebrate your love so that you guys can know each other in a biblical sense. Now, if you are, and that's doing it in a very traditional way. Now, of course, you may be one of those parents that say, well, I don't have that. And we're looking for a more modern way. Maybe you are using IVF. Maybe you are utilizing adoption. Whatever it is, there are steps that need to be taken in order for you to be parents. Make sure that you do your research so that you can gather the proper information and weigh it properly to determine which steps you need to take and which ones are appropriate for your situation. Number three, consider the consequences. You must consider the consequences of any and every step that you take. Is it going to have an effect on you, your family, your employees, those that are around you? What effect will it have on your community, on your church, on those people that it's important, that are important to you in your life? What's the consequences of your said actions? Now, whether or not you agree with what's going on in the world today, when we look at our political leaders, we look at what they do, and we tend to ask ourselves, did this person think it through or not? If you have a job where you are representing another person, then you are really, really, really encouraged to think about the consequences of your constituency. Are you working in the best interest of the people that you represent, or are you working in the best interest of those who have perhaps padded your pockets or made you comfortable in your position? You want to make sure that you're looking out for the people that you represent. I know that sometimes it may be hard. I believe there's a quote, I know that I'm saying this incorrectly, I've just seen it a time or two, that says that sometimes the right thing is hard to do, but the right thing is the thing to do every time. Something like that. We need to make sure that we're doing the right thing every time we do something, and that it is the best thing for those that we are in charge of, that we are responsible for, and that we are accountable to. Well, we're going to take a very short break here. Again, our break is brought to you by Being with Infants, and you can find Beverly's instant video on Amazon. And yes, the link is available in the description. We'll be back. Right,
wouldn't it be great if babies came with instruction manuals? Introducing the groundbreaking video series, Being with Infants. Presented by world-renowned child specialist and Montessori teacher-trainer, Beverly Kovach. With hours of individual lessons and demonstrations on feeding, diapering, sleep, play, environment, and much more, Being with Infants is the perfect gift for any new parent. 5-star rated. Being with Infants, now playing on Amazon Instant Video.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. Now, I want you guys to realize that we are on social media. If you are not following me on social media, please do so. Hey, it's really hard to interact with you guys. If you guys aren't interacting with me on social media, I want to talk to you. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you liked about the show. Are you liking our guests that we have on for you? What do you want to hear more of? Well, it's easy to communicate with me. Please, please, please make sure that you are visiting me on Facebook. And you want to go to facebook.com and we're going / Modern Living Online. Modern Living Online. It's easy breezy, as they say. Simply click on, and you guys know the link is going to be down here in the description. And you can follow me online and you can talk to me about the show. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, for all that matter, and just general conversation. You know, I want to hear your encouragements as well. Again, go to facebook.com/ Modern Living Online. So we're talking about making decisions, and I want you to know that, you know, you can make decisions every day. You are making decisions. Not that you can, but you are making decisions every day. This is something that you do. You may not think about it because you're going, it's just me being me. Well, of course, it's just you being you, but you're doing so much more than just living, than just surviving. You are making decisions in your life that can change the outcome of so much. So make sure that you are making the proper decisions in the proper way. So let's get back to how do we make these decisions. Number three was consider your consequences, right? When you are making your decisions, you want to make sure that when you make the decision that it is good for everyone. Remember, you don't want to just do it just because. You want to make a decision and you want to stick to that decision. So number four is make the decision, okay? So number one is identify your goal. Number two is gather the information so that you can weigh the information so that you can determine your steps. Number three is consider the consequence, your action. And number four is simply make the decision. Make the decision, determine what the outcome is going to be and say, yes, this is the best one. Number five is evaluate your decision. If there's any last minute tweaks that you need to do, now is the time to do it. And the last but not least is implement those decisions. Implement those decisions. Well, I want to make sure that I remind you that we were talking about cactus jumpers today. Unfortunately, Andrew was not able to be here with us today, but he is the author, Andrew Birch. He's the author of the book entitled Cactus Jumpers, and it is available on Amazon in both Kindle and paperback versions. It is his newest Western mystery, Cactus Jumpers, and it is about choices, which is why I talked to you about choices today. So I did have an opportunity. Why did you call it cactus jumpers? And without giving all of it, I'm just going to give one little snippet that is a little nugget here, is that when we're talking about cactus, sometimes, you know, those little thorns that are there, sometimes they prick you and sometimes you don't. But with everything, God is able to allow the animals that need to eat the cacti in order to live. They are able to go from cactus to cactus and be doesn't cause harm to them, but sometimes it will cause harm to the animals that it's not meant for. So are you able to be a cactus jumper? Are you going to be okay? Has God provided for you in the same way that sometimes there's a prickly situation, sometimes there may be a thorn, but because you have made the right decision, you are able to continue through and everything ends up being okay? Well, I want to thank you for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. And again, if you're not following me on Facebook, please be sure to follow. I'd love to hear from you. Facebook.com/Modern Living Online. And as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy in all that you do. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Hopefully next time, my throat won't speak, everyone. Bye-bye.